That's Arlene, time for Lorman Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lyman Abner in the Drop and Down store, looking at a telegram from the chemical company. Listen.
There it is right there. You can read it for yourself. The Morrison Chemical Company said they never had a fella working for them by the name of Brewster.
Well, how come they sent you this telegram?
Because I wired them last night and asked them about it.
Well, I still just can't get it through my head, Lum, how they could send a man out here by the name of Brewster if he never worked for him.
Well, they never sent him out.
Huh?
The man they're supposed to send out is named Langley, and he's the one that's supposed to show up this morning.
Well, who is this fella Brewster, then?
He's just a crook, out-and-out crook of some kind.
He is?
Yeah, he found out some way that we had this formula, and we was expecting a man from a chemical company to come out here and see us.
How'd he find that out?
I don't know. The worst part of it is he's got the only copy we have.
Yeah. I recollect I wanted to write it down somewhere else one day, and you wouldn't let me.
Well, I thought it'd be safer that way. Figured there'd be less chance of it slipping out of our hands. I see now that was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, what you better do now is to find that varmint Brewster and get the formula back from him.
Yeah, sure.
Well, is that a good idea?
It's a wonderful idea. It's just where you're going to start in looking for him.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, then it's easy as you think.
Well, we know what he looks like, Lum. We got that to go on.
Yeah.
He was a big red face fella.
Uh-huh.
And he had on a blue polka dot tie. I'd know that tie any place.
That's fine. All you have to do now is round up all the men in the United States and Mexico that's got blue polka dotted ties on, and you've got your man.
Yeah. In Mexico?
Sure. After he got a hold of the formula, you wouldn't expect him to hang around here, would you?
Well, no, I reckon not. So he went to Mexico. Huh. Well, I just reckon what part of that country he's in.
That's your job. You're figuring this thing out. I think that was Irene. You better answer. Might be Mr. Brewster calling you to tell you where he's at.
So then I hope he ain't calling from Mexico. I can't understand that language down there. Hello, Mr. Brewster. Senior Brewster. Dick Huddleston. What are you doing down there in Mexico?
Oh, for goodness sake, Captain. Better give me the phone.
Well, you can't talk Mexican no better than I can.
You're in Mexico.
Say, Dick, long as you're down there in Mexico, would you bring Elizabeth one of them matadors to wear around her shoulders? Then she can spread it on the top of the piano when she ain't using it. And look around, see if you can see a big red-faced fella with a blue polka dot tie on. Bring him back there.
Abner, give me that phone.
Don't jerk it out of my head, huh? You're going to break my arm.
Hello, Dick. Oh, well, Abner was just joshing.
I want you to Elizabeth all at once, young man.
Yeah, don't pay no attention to him.
Standing up there in that window with a rose in her mouth. Me down there with a guitar. Serenading her.
Who? Langley. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, sure I know who he is. No, don't send him over. Better just let me talk to him on the phone. Yeah.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. I've got to stall him along some way. I can't tell him we ain't got that formula. That's one thing I know for sure.
Well, why don't you just...
Hello, Mr. Langley.
What he's doing down there?
Yeah, this is Mr. Edwards.
Everybody's going to Mexico.
Yes, sir. How are you? Well, that's nice. Did you have a nice trip? Oh, well, that's nice. Is it hot enough for you? Well, that's nice.
That's the nicest conversation I've ever heard in my life.
What'd you say, Mr. Langley?
Glad I got in on that.
Oh, yeah, the formula. Sure. Well, how is Ms. Langley? Oh, you're not.
That's nice.
How's that? Yeah, we're the fellas that's got the formula.
Not now, then.
Yeah, I know that's why you come out here, and I want to have a talk with you at my earliest convenience. I tell you what, Mr. Langley, you stay right there, and I'll check back with you shortly.
If you bring me something, I'll tell you.
Yeah, just make yourself comfortable over there and get yourself something to read, and I'll see you later.
Tell him to get a good, long, continued story.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Langley. We'll get right to it. Yeah, I'll check back. Well, goodbye.
Dang, he's a hard man to get shut up.
Well, now, just what you think you're going to tell him when you do check back?
I don't know. I'm just hoping I can think of something just now and then.
Well, I just hope you don't make him mad, Mom. You don't want to lose out on selling a formula to that chemical out there.
Well, we can't sell him what we ain't got.
No.
Come on, get busy. Start thinking.
What do you want me to think about?
Anything. I just don't know where to start trying to track down that Brewster fella.
Oh, well, let's see now. Thinking, well, if I had a big red-faced fella with a blue polka-dot tie that had sold a formula, where would I go?
What I can't figure out is how he knowed we was expecting somebody to show up here to buy that formula.
I know where I'd go. I'd go where to my place and hide in that old potato cellar of ours. Nobody ever finds you there.
The letter from the chemical company was sealed up when I got it, so I know nobody could have read it and found out that way.
That cellar ain't been used for 10 years. The weeds growed up the way you can't hardly see where it's at no more. That'd be the place to hide right there. I believe I'll call up Elizabeth and tell her to take a look in that potato cellar, Mom.
Potato cellar?
Yeah.
Why, what do you expect her to find there?
Mr. Brewster.
Mr. Brewster?
Why, she's got his nerve, I'll say that fine. Stealing our formula and then hiding right in my own potato cellar. I'd doggy wait Elizabeth gets to us in. You wish she'd never set foot on our place.
Well, Abner, I don't
and
much...
And him all the time trying to make us think she'd went to Mexico. Wait a minute. There comes the constable. I'll get him to go over and slap the handcuffs on him when Elizabeth gets done with him.
Well, now, Abner, you don't know that he's hiding out there.
Hey, Ben, come in here right quick. We got a job for you.
Is it hot enough for you, Lon?
Well, to be honest, things are a little too hot for me right now, Ben.
Right.
Listen, Ben,
did you hear about Miss Emmeline Lum?
No, what about her?
She's not coming back to teach the scholars this year.
She ain't?
Huh.
Where'd you hear that?
I was just talking to Ezra Seastrunk. She's president of the school board, you know.
Well, Granny's, why ain't she coming back?
Yeah. Well, it's the same old story. Schools all over the country are running into the same situation.
What do you mean?
Why, low pay, unfavorable working conditions. The whole thing is, people of this country just don't take enough interest in our educational system.
Amen.
Granny, I kept telling the school board last year that this was going to happen. I said we was going to have to start paying her some decent wages and get some better equipment for them to work with. And I don't know. Nobody seemed to think it was very important.
Well, I know somebody else is going to be disappointed about this. Sister Simpson, old Maud Toots. Now, they won't have nobody to gossip about all the time.
Yeah, there's another thing. For some reason, folks always think a schoolmarm ain't supposed to have no private life. Them old busybodies always watch Miss Emmeline like a hawk. Knowed every little thing she done. Is always criticizing.
Yes.
Granny's a teacher's a human being like anybody else and ought to be treated like one.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing is, people just don't take enough interest in our educational system. I told Ezra I'd go around and personally contact all the members of the school board. See if something couldn't be did about this.
Well, Granny, something's got to be did.
I stopped in at Squire Skimp's office this morning. He's on the school board, you know.
Well, what'd he say?
I didn't get to talk to him. He was busy. Had some big red-faced fella in his office.
Big red-faced fella?
Yeah. Seems rather pleasant, too.
I don't it, Lord. That's him. That's Brewster.
Well, what's he doing in Squire's office?
He must have sneaked out of the potato cellar.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, Granny, I think I'm beginning to put two and two together now. This whole thing was Squire's doing.
Squire Skimp?
Don't you recollect? He was in here the day we got the letter from the chemical company. Fact is, he brung it over.
I don't know if that's right. He stood right here while I was reading that.
Sure, and he's taking it all in, too.
Why, that snake in the weeds.
Well, there's any leastways we know where to start looking for our formula now.
That low-down, ornery varmint.
Bill, how long ago was it that you seen this fella over there?
How's that?
You said you was over at Squire's office a while ago.
Yes, I was, but I didn't get to talk to him because he had somebody with him.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Oh, must have been an hour, maybe a little less.
Yeah, it might.
Might still be there. Abner, you get on the phone there and call over to Dick's store and tell that Mr. Langley I'll see him in about a half hour.
Yeah, I'll get it.
And Ben, long as you're the law around here, you better come with me.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to have a little job for you down at Squire's office.
Good, we can ask you about the school board business, too.
Hello? Dick? Say, can I speak to that Mr. Langley that's over at your place?
Come on, Ben.
He ain't. Where'd he go?
Is he gone, Abner?
Huh? Well, I'll be dead blamed.
What is it, Abner? Where'd he go?
Why, Squire Skimp called him up and said he had that formula for sale, and he went over to Squire's office.
Well, it looks as though Squire's office is going to be quite a busy place.